This set of photographs is of Kaumalapau. Kaumalapau was developed as a deep water port for the pineapple plantation starting in about 1924. So the first photograph is in January of 1924, and the second one towards the end of the year. So you can see construction is well underway. I understand that there were several sites looked at around the island for this, for the plantation port, and Kaumalapau was ultimately chosen as the site. So today, it remains to be our lifeline port for all of our commercial freight and heavy freight comes into Kaumalapau Harbor. Interesting in the thing is that in Kaumalapau Gulch, there's a little rail line coming along the coast. They had a rock quarry, and they had a little rail line that would come along the shoreline and deposit the rock for their construction for concrete or fill or whatever it was. On the hillside is the construction camp where the workers would stay, and eventually that was developed into a residence for the harbor workers and was quite a busy community at Kaumalapau.
I think something interesting that people might not know is the photo on the bottom right is of a man named Tokumatsu Murayama, and he was a Japanese stonemason who was actually responsible for a lot of the stonework across Lanai during the plantation times, and the stone wall that's down there today is still remaining the one that they constructed almost 100 years ago, so really stood the test of time, which I think is so interesting. You can see him there perched on the wall.
And if you notice, the harbor has a tugboat and a larger boat that would tow the barge filled with pineapple to Honolulu. Many of us remember that Kaumalapau was a bustling place during the pineapple plantation, and I can still smell the smell of diesel and pineapple juice. It's very nostalgic. And the trucks would come down, drive alongside the barge, and the crane would take the bin off of the truck and unload it onto the barge. And then it would get towed to Honolulu to the cannery in Iwile. During the summers, there were like double barges, so to accommodate the night shift and the day shift. So it was always a busy place. And also you can see some boats moored in the bay. Back then, you could tie your boat up in Kaumalapau Harbor, and you would take a little rowboat out to your boat, and then you could go fishing from there.